7. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 40 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left's right. No, real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, it doesn't mean 15, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will run this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 50 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their plane, they're protesting this Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf of Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust busts, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories at Liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from dead viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our jitter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees any total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple makes such a profound change and isn't headlining news? What if I told you it was? What if I, in March of 1991, the news groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckball.com or call 928-852821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary clients who learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS. Visit ApeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Wait, get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survival Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-65. Your survival may depend on it.
radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Corporate media is going on and on about the very obvious change in course of Malaysian Flight 370 turning back westward over Malaysia into the Straits of Malacca, which is where the radar lost contact with it. Doesn't necessarily mean it went down there. At that point in its flight, the plane would have still had 3 hours worth of fuel on there. I've already gotten a couple of emails from a very aviation retiring. That's nonsense. The parts are all serialized. Yeah, but he tracks them. Unless somebody puts out a notice saying, look for these parts with these serial numbers. And again, with so much of this maintenance being done in third world facilities, going to be paying attention. Their job is to keep those planes in the air. There are parts on your car that are serialized. Not just the car itself, parts on the car realized. And yet if your car gets stolen and sent to a chop shop, you never see it again. And it might be worth remembering these reports we've been getting that families of the people lost on Flight 370 are claiming they're able to call cell phones and the cell phone ringing. In one case, somebody answered that he hung up. Now, I'm sure by now, if my theory is correct, and this plane was grabbed to be chopped up and parted out, that the cell phones have now all been destroyed. But the cell towers will have a record of where those cell phones were the last time the call rang through. Of course, the corporate media and apparently governments are still obsessed on the Iranians. It had to be the Iranians. No, it might have been the Somali pirates. You know, with all the residuals from the recent movie, they might have said, we'll upscale the operation here. And somebody else was commenting, oh, they couldn't kill all those passengers. Yeah, they could. If you can believe that a terrorist would be willing to kill all those passengers to its sociopolitical aims, you have to understand criminals, hardcore criminals, kill all those passengers to make a couple hundred million dollars in the parts market. There's a real problem who are boaters and rag setters who sail away from the coastlines a lot, and they're not just day sailing along the coastline where the Coast Guard is. There's a problem that hardly ever gets talked about. Drug runners coming up from Mexico love to commandeer a sailboat or a powerboat. Somebody's out there on the water, kill everybody on it, and then use that boat once to smuggle a load of drugs in, knowing it's not on the Coast Guard's watch list. That happens an awful lot. When you have people willing to do anything for money and you've got that much money at stake, yeah. Plus, if theory is correct, we don't know how many of the passengers were in on it. May have even been most of the mechanics that are going to be needing to take the airplane apart, because it's not like you can just get some third world people like they have breaking up the scrap ships over in India, where it's just hammer and torch and everything. You've got to have some skilled engineers who know how to take the plane apart without damaging those precious spare parts. Might have been on the flight. Also there to control the rest of the passengers. But again, looking at all the evidence, the supposed ring through on this phone, now they're saying it flew west over into the Straits of Malacca. The plane has been hijacked in some, for something. So what mode do you see? And again, when the Digital Globe image server comes back online, I would focus the search just on the ocean. I'd start looking at all those abandoned bomber bases from World War II, runways that have been decommissioned and shut down. Supposedly, you can land a 777 in about 10,000 feet of runway space. All righty, let's talk about Edward Snowden. As you're probably aware, last week he had a live video feed interview that was carried on the net, starting to give more interviews, and he's making some very, very interesting statements. And Edward Snowden is saying something that really makes a lot of common sense. And a lot of other people have said the same thing, but he basically came out and said, the reason the U.S. is having such tremendous intelligence failures, like not stopping the hijacking of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, is because the U.S. government, the NSA, is trying to monitor everybody instead of focusing on actual suspects. And the NSA's justification is, you know, if you're going to find a needle in the haystack, you know, you got to make sure you got the whole haystack. And the counter argument is, if you're looking for a needle in a haystack, you don't add more hay. which is what they've been doing. And we proved with our NSA challenges that real criminals, real terrorists, real Wall Street insiders can create their own encryption systems that are immune from the NSA. The NSA is great at monitoring communications of people who don't think they have something to hide or are using off-the-shelf products that the NSA has already backdoored. Anybody who develops their own encryption is going to be invisible. Apparently, they had a CNN reporter down at South by Southwest Festival who basically said 99.9% of everyone she talked to, Edward Snowden is a hero. And so do I. Now, Glenn Greenwald came out a story about Dianne Feinstein, who's in the news for a couple of different reasons. And basically, Greenwald is saying Feinstein is outright lying when she says she doesn't know of any instances of abuse at the National Security Agency. There have already been reports, even ABC had covered it, the New York Times had to cover it, of the NSA abusing its eavesdropping power over the last 4 years. And this idea that they're only saving the metadata, which is, by the way, something the Stasi used to do in East Germany. We know the size of that storage facility in Utah is sufficient to save actual audio recordings of every phone call made on Earth by every human being for the last 7 years. Now, I love the smell of burning hypocrite in the morning, because now Dianne Feinstein is very upset about surveillance. When it comes to her privacy, sure, she's in high dudgeon over the fact that the Central Intelligence Agency has been spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee, broke into their computers, looking at all their documents. And Feinstein is now out there saying, this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Isn't it funny that when it's herself, all of a sudden she's standing on constitutional principles and the right to privacy, but for everybody else, oh no, it's open season on you. You shouldn't be upset that the NSA is spying on you or the CIA is spying on you. But when it's her, whole completely different tune. Well, Ms. Feinstein, there's something you need to remember about the founding principles of the United States of America. And that is, the laws apply to everybody equally. Which means you have a right to privacy guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment. Then so do I. And so does everybody listening to this show. That's the way it's supposed to work. There isn't a double standard where when you are one of the elite, you have privacy, but the hoi polloi, the great proletariat, they can't have a right to privacy. They may be thinking bad thoughts about the government. Most of us are, but it's the government's fault for having abused us so much. And let's see, Snowden also basically came out with a comment that encryption is the protection against the dark arts. He's obviously a Harry Potter fan. And like I said, with our NSA challenge, we have proven that for anybody out there with a little bit of programming experience, it is trivial to create an encryption system the NSA cannot break. If they don't have the method, they cannot find the key. We demonstrated that time and time again, especially with the fourth challenge, the 10,000 monkeys code. That's a good, strong code. And by the way, those code snippets that are in the NSA challenge page are in the public domain. Don't resell them, don't commercialize them, but you can take them and use them to help learn how to write and develop your own. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10, Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our purifiers produce activated oxygen. Aaron, activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving snails a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Just got an email from a listener saying that he knows where the missing Malaysian passenger jet is. It's out there having Iranian logo painted on it, which is another possibility, that somebody wanted that plane, wanted to change the livery for an upcoming terror attack, or it could be a Chinese logo and crash it into Tokyo, Japan or something like that. But it is definitely a mystery. And the individual who absolutely was opposed to my particular theory about what's going on there has now resorted to profanity and obscenity, so I just dumped him in the email filter. Now, getting back to politics and money, there's a story out of WRAL talking about the situation regarding this coal ash cleanup mess in North Carolina. And the governor is saying he's trying to keep politics out of it, so forth and so on. And basically the contention is that the power company that is basically been directed to clean up the mess is saying that they're going to have to recover the costs from consumers if they're required to remove or relocate the coal ash. In other words, the utility is saying, if you make us move this, we will make our customers pay for it through increases to the bill. Profits to the corporations, the costs to the people, that is fascism. Obviously, when this was all being set up, nobody was thinking long term. Nobody was thinking about what was going to happen with the pileup of the coal ash. Heck, that's going to be somebody else's problem 20 years from now. I don't need to worry about that. Same rationale that led to all these radioactive waste dump sites all over the world, where they understood running these nuclear power stations, making bomb stuff with them, going to result in this huge waste problem, highly radioactive waste, and they said, we'll just pile it up. They've never solved that problem. Or at every nuclear power station, they just build new and new concrete vaults to house the spent fuel rods. They're piling up Remember that problem we had about a year ago where it looked like flooding actually into a spent nuclear fuel rod storage in the central United States. We have leaks coming out of a facility near Carlsbad, New Mexico. We've got leaks coming out of Hanford. In the room, we have all this radioactivity leaking out, impacting our health, is because when this was all being set up and they were saying, we've got to have bombs and we've got atoms for peace and the rest of it, everybody building all that stuff was saying, it's, you know, the nuclear waste isn't going to be a problem for 20 years and it's their problem to solve. I just need to make my money now. Very short-sighted situation. Interesting story reported in Russia today, and it's called Dead Budget Walking. Obama abandons hope, gives up on change. And apparently Obama's latest budget is just striking everybody as unrealistic and unworkable. And Stan Collender, who basically describes Obama's new budget as more dead on arrival than most, saying it's not really a plan for economic reform that the U.S. needs. It's really just another political manifesto of saying this is what would be really good, and it's really unworkable. On the current trajectory, by the year 2020, which is coming up, it's only 6 years from now, U.S. taxpayers will pay more for government debt interest than they are on the U.S. military, and the U.S. military doesn't come cheap. The debt is piling up, and nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to do anything about it. If you took all the tax money spent on the national debt since Vietnam and applied it to the principal, the debt would be gone. But because so many people in our government are dependent on financial services for campaign contributions, they only make payments on the interest, and they let the principal grow to keep debt slavery permanent. We've paid far more to the bankers in interest than the actual principal of all the loans made. And interest on the interest, because we're not even paying 100% of the interest every year. It's all about keeping you enslaved to debt. It's rule by bankers. And it's no more legitimate than rule by slavery or rule by divine right. And it only works as long as you go on believing this is the way the world is supposed to be. The medieval peasants who went along with whatever the king wanted because God had appointed him, they believed that was the way the world was supposed to be and suffered huge abuse for that. Victims of slavery, for the most part, went along with it because they were brainwashed to believe the world was supposed to have masters and slaves, and they believed they were supposed to be the slaves. And they suffered abuse because of that. We live in a world in which the system, by design, creates more debt than money to pay that debt. In other words, more debt than we can ever pay off. And because of that debt, we have to do what the financial interests tell us to do. And it works only because we've been brainwashed to believe this is the way the world is supposed to be. And we know that's not true. We fought a revolution to be free of this kind of banking, only to be sold back into it by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president 100 years ago. And when you stop believing that the debt has power over you, that the debt is something real, that's your first step toward freedom. Because the vast majority of the trillions and trillions of dollars we are told we owe to the lenders, to the U.S. government, is money that never existed in the first place. It's just a bookkeeping entry. Remember, we were talking last week about this retired banker saying there are no hard rules. It's not a science. They're just making it up as they go along. And that's because banking isn't a science. It's a religion. It's a set of arbitrary rules that just bring wealth to the good, meaning the bankers, that we are all brainwashed to believe is real in grade school corporate media. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. Ben Swan said that when he was on my show yesterday. And he's absolutely right. The people need to govern themselves. That was the model for the United States of America. Not be ruled by a king, not be enslaved, not be ruled by the bankers, but self-governance. And we need to get back there. Because the people who are ruling us with lies, fraud, and deception to keep us endlessly enslaved to debt, keep us endlessly at war, they're not a legitimate government. They ceased being a legitimate government the instant they stepped out of the bounds of that Constitution. They forgot they're supposed to be working for us and the nation. not just a little country club of billionaire money junkies figuring out other ways to game them here. More economic news. Labor force participation has hit a record low for Americans in their 20s. It's a serious problem because a lot of those people in their 20s just got out of college, and they have got these usurious student loans they're trying to pay off. You can't run an economy total in debt forever. It has to crash, and I think we're very, very close to that. Meanwhile, if you live up in Chicago, you'd better get ready for higher taxes because Moody's Investors Service has cut the creditworthiness of the city's bonds. And that means more bonds will charge higher interest. It's all about serving the bankers. And a red warning flag about the return to the new feudalism and serfdom. Wall Street is becoming America's big landlord. We've all been hearing that houses are being bought for cash all over the country, but new mortgages are down here. And what's going on is Wall Street investment firms are buying up properties for cash in order to turn them to rental units. The American dream of home ownership is dying. It is being murdered. It's being clubbed to death before your eyes. The bankers want to own it all and for you to spend your life renting everything. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party reached the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. The world today more volatile than ever. The future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did remain.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to expand a little bit on that observation I made in the last segment about the new American business ideal being that the rich own everything and you're only allowed to rent it. Starting 100 years ago, that's how they rebuilt the American economy. Before that, when this nation was started, when you worked for and earned a silver dollar and you put that in your pocket, you owned it. And there was nothing government or the banker do to change the value of that money because the value was in the silver inside that dollar and it was in your pocket. And you were free to do whatever you want with it. Now, if you think about it, this private central banking model operates from the point of view that the bank owns all the money in circulation. You're just borrowing it at interest, means you're paying on it. Remember, when the Templars got around early Christian ban on usury, they did so by not calling lending at interest. They rented you at a fixed fee. But the mechanism is exactly the same. You are given the money, and you pay it back with some additional vigorish on it. So the private central banks are already operating a system where they own all the money. You're merely allowed to borrow it or rent it from them and eventually give it back. Now we're seeing this push by Wall Street to buy up all the foreclosed and abandoned homes in America and turn them into rental properties. So the American dream of home ownership is disappearing. You will spend your life working in rent. That was the model during the medieval times, the height of feudalism and serfdom. Where you didn't matter how hard you worked, you never owned anything. The rich owned everything. That was the model. The other day, I had to take my wife over for a dental appointment, and in the same shopping center where her dental office was, there was a furniture rental store. That's becoming the new model as well. You don't buy a coffee table for your living room. You rent it. Even cars, remember we used to buy cars. Have you noticed how many car commercials are pushing the leasing option where you will pay so much per month for 5 years, and at the end of that 5 years, you have to turn that car in and then lease a new one. You're not allowed to keep it and work to keep it running. The idea of you actually owning anything is becoming quite unusual here in the United States of America. Between that and planned obsolescence, where everything you buy basically falls apart or is obsoleted about the same time as the credit card bills on that purchase stop. We're seeing that argument over at Microsoft, where we've got perfectly good operating systems on our computer and we would rather spend our money on something else like application. Oh, no. XP is now obsolete. You will buy Windows 8 if you know what's for you. All of these are hallmarks of a fascist economic dictatorship and a desire to reduce the American people back to a state of serfdom, where you will work your entire life and you will never own anything. You will have nothing to leave to your children. You're working as hard as you can just basically to stay where you are. You're being taxed just for being alive. That's not freedom. Remember, freedom includes the freedom to say no. And there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. Now, we've been talking a lot Actually, before we go any further, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've been talking about this sudden surge of suspicious deaths from executives at J.P. Morgan. But apparently, there is a Swiss insurance company that has also been going through this kind of an issue. And it looks like what's going on is that there was some collusion going between J.P. Morgan and these Swiss financial companies that threatened to break into the public. Now, remember, if you work for one of these companies and you know the dark secrets and they think you might actually go public, you become what's known in the parlance as a live liability. And live liabilities very quickly get turned into dead liabilities. And there seems to be a lot of that going on right now. Now, again, we live in an age in which we've come to understand that the financial service sector is just fraught with fraud, whether it's rigging the LIBOR, rigging the stock markets, rigging the gold prices, insider trading, Bernie Madoff, pyramid schemes, bulls are fraudulent. If you think about it, the entire private central bank is fraudulent because the Constitution vested the money creation authority for this country in the U.S. federal government, and it's not in the Constitution that that authority may be delegated or assigned. It should have taken a constitutional amendment to change that, but they just ramrodded that through over the Christmas holidays, 1913. The whole system is a fraud, and it's designed to transfer the real wealth of the nation from your pocket and put it into the pocket's anchors. And it's just a repeat of similar scams that they have been pulling off for hundreds of years. It's a very old fraud. And it was only recently that a significant portion of the population began to pick up on what was going on. Now, despite the recent problems with Bitcoin, may in fact be an orchestrated effort by the private central bankers to crush down, was becoming a significant threat to their loaned at interest currency. The Lakota Nation here in the United States of America, which by truth is a separate nation within a nation, are setting up their own cryptocurrency. It's modeled after Bitcoin. It's called the Mazacoin. And it's basically to allow them to conduct commerce inside the reservation without having to use banknotes borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. It's the right thing to do. I have absolutely no doubt that the FBI and representatives of the Federal Reserve will be in there trying to find some way to smash it and derail it. Because the entire power of Wall Street over America rests on our enforced dependency on those Federal Reserve notes. Anything that threatens to break those slave chains, that's an enemy of the state, whether it's the Ron Paul dollar or Bitcoin or any of these others that come under attack. And I want to point out something that's very, very important for Americans to understand. If you look at that pretty printed piece of paper that you borrow at interest from your bank, it says up on top, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. There's a word missing from that, and the word is only. It doesn't say this is the only legal tender for all debts private. And that means basically if you are doing business with somebody else in your neighborhood and you agree to a medium of exchange that is not the Federal Reserve note, that is not illegal yet. What was really interesting is that when the Federal Reserve notes were first being printed, underneath that blurb, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It also included this note may be taken to a bank and exchanged for its equivalent value in lawful money. Because at that time, silver was still the lawful money. And of course, once the silver was taken out of the money following Kennedy's assassination, that little blurb went away. They're trying to say that that paper ticket represents a loan from the private central bank is money. It isn't. It's a unit of debt, not a value. Our entire nation, its founding principles have been hijacked by the monies. And we do need to take it back. Okay. Let's see. Now, we were talking the other day about all the bills that the U.S. Congress, which is supposed to be dealing with the President of the United States, passed for Israel. And we were talking about this Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Bill that has now passed the House all but unanimously. One dissenting vote, who we presume is on APACs, does not get a Hanukkah card list. And apparently part of that is the U.S. now giving Israel another $429 billion for the Iron Dome missile defense system. You know, the one that missed 90% of the rockets coming in during the last kerfuffle with Gaza? Because those homemade rockets, corkscrew, they're not very accurate. They just weave back and Iron Dome, much of the U.S. ballistic missile defense system, is based on the premise that the incoming target is following a nice, smooth, predictable ballistic arc. And anything that gets in the way of that renders the system obsolete. But, hey, even though it doesn't really work, we'll just give Israel another $429 million for it. That's almost half a billion dollars. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
I bet you didn't know some of you in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGod.com, a dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it at StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes into gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem treatments in 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free, with little recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, speaking of Israel, as you're probably aware, last week, Israel went out, seized a ship on the Red Sea, towed it back to Israel, and claimed they found rockets on there, which came from Syria and Iran. They bolstered the claim that this was all Iran's doing with a close-up of a label that said, made public of Iran. But sharp listeners, readers out there, looked at the other marks on the label and realized they were looking at a label on a bag of cement, not a weapon. And needless to say, because of all the other times Israel has cried wolf, 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 wolf over the years, hardly anybody's really paying attention. We've seen this so many times before. And so Bibi Netanyahu is throwing one of his inevitable tantrums that the entire world is against Israel, that you all hate Israel and the Jews because you won't believe our lies. Yeah. If you're going to go on behaving the way you've been behaving, you're not going to make a lot of friends on this planet. Now, Israel's worn out the whole anti-Semite and Jew-hater situation. But nobody hates the Jews, except the planted trolls who are trying to sell that idea for the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the government of Israel. We just hate people at random for no reason. Hate takes a lot of energy that really is better put to other places. We do have issues with certain behaviors. And the issue the world has with Israel is not who they are, not what their ethnicity is, and not what religion they follow, but how they behave. And most of the world is realizing that Israel's constant screaming about anti-Semitism and Jew hate is because they want to go on behaving the way they've always behaved. They're looking for political cover, but they've worn these out. Absolutely. And Israel's been caught in so many lies and false flags, whether it's USS Liberty, Levant Affair, 9/11, USS Cole. We just, nobody trusts them anymore. Israel's burned out its credibility on the world stage. So has the U.S. in servitude to Israel. Now, eight Los Angeles police officers who, during the manhunt for Christopher Dorner, and just basically riddled a pickup truck with bullets because they thought Chris was in there, even though the truck was the wrong color, are getting their jobs back. Now, if you went out and shot up some pickup truck because you thought there was a bad person in there and there wasn't, do you think the government would go as lightly on you? Probably not. There are some moments of good news out there because last year we were showing the video. This undercover police informant tried to frame a store owner. He walked into the store, and when the owner wasn't looking, he put a bag of cocaine on the shelf, took a picture of it, put the cocaine back in his pocket. Then he went to the police and said, I took this picture of cocaine this guy was trying to sell me. This was at the Dab City Smoke Shop. And the owner of the smoke shop got arrested. His name was dragged through the media. Oh, he's selling cocaine. How dare he do that? Fortunately, he had security cameras in and around the store. And when the video was finally admitted as evidence to the trial, it clearly showed the informant pulling off this nefarious stuff. And the informant has now been given 6 years in prison, between 6 and 12. And it is a reminder, the police and their informants will set you up just so they can carve another little notch on their gun handle for an arrest. And you must take steps, including recording devices and cameras, to protect yourself from police abuse. which is why the police are so upset every time you get out a camera or recording device. Even though the courts continue to rule under the First Amendment, you have a right to record the police in public doing their public job. The police in public, acting as police, have no legal expectation of privacy. Of course, that's not stopping the police from beating up photographers and confiscating their cameras and even arresting them, even though they're let go by the courts 2 or 3 days later. The police are still doing it, which means they know what's going on. All righty. Going over to Fukushima, things there are continuing to get very, very ugly. NBC is now pointing the finger of blame at the Central Intelligence Agency for claiming that the really huge explosion over Reactor 3 was hydrogen and not nuclear. Now, remember when that came out, we pointed out that story was not accurate because hydrogen, when it explodes, produces white vapor, which produces a white cloud, just like the clouds you see in the sky. And the cloud that was over this reactor was pale, thickly yellow-green, which just happened to be the same color as the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. And experts had said there was no evidence to support the theory that it was in a hydrogen explosion, but apparently the CIA was already involved in there, telling the corporate media, it's just hydrogen, nothing to worry about here. It was a cover-up from day one. Absolutely. Interesting story. Over at the Lord's Propeller Redemption Church, and with them like that, you already know they're in trouble. The pastor has ordered the female members of the congregation to refrain from wearing undergarments while attending services so they can more easily receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Okay. There we go. All righty. We're going to go back here to some new information coming out about the Malaysia Flight 370. It is pretty much now confirmed that the flight changed course after the air traffic control transponders were turned off. The plane turned back to the west, flew over Malaysia into the Straits of Malacca, where the military radar lost track of it. Don't know that it went down there. But at this point, it is obvious the plane was diverted. It was hijacked. It was stolen. Now, we don't know the motive yet. We're going to talk about some possible ideas and uses of this stolen plane when we come back from this next break. But at this point, yeah, the plane was stolen, hijacked right out of midair. And not one of these hideously expensive government agencies knew about it. They were all busy watching the terrorists and the law-abiding American people, and they completely missed it. And they didn't have a word about it. CIA didn't stop it, FBI didn't stop it, Department of Homeland Security didn't stop it, TSA didn't stop it, nothing from them. Completely missed this. Absolutely. They missed it. And the question is, what good are they? And I know I'm going to get emails saying, well, they're really only operating inside the United States. That's nonsense. FBI has offices all over the world. CIA is supposed to operate only outside the United States of America. NSA's spying network is global. And they missed it. They absolutely missed it. It's the biggest miscall, misread since the Tet Offensive. That was a complete and total surprise to all the American intelligence agencies. They can't do the job they're supposed to be doing with all this money they're taking from us, along with our constitutional rights. It's all downside and no upside. The thing they were supposed to be doing, their very reason for being, their justification, an excuse for the abuse of our constitutional rights, and they couldn't pull it off. They completely missed this. Absolutely invisible to them. So, no question the plane has been hijacked or stolen. The only question is, why? There have been no ransom demands. There have been claims of terrorism, and even the U.S. intelligence agencies are saying they got no chatter over the usual terrorist communication networks of an upcoming attack. Is the plane being stripped for parts for resale? That's one possibility, but there's another possibility we should look at. And it's the one suggested by the listener who wrote in and said it's in a hangar with an Iranian logo being painted on it. Is this plane going to be used to deliver a biological weapon, chemical weapon, or worse, a nuclear weapon onto a target painted with the Iranian, Chinese, Syrian, whatever logo? That's another possible use for this thing. All right. We have to take a break for our top of the hour news and commercial break. Phone lines are 800-313-443, and we will be right back.